Continuing our shiurim on Shah Kavanot, we are again doing Dush Pesach and Dush Aleph, exactly. By the words, Hinei Noda, Ki Achasadim Shebedat Em Chamisha, Vechen Gvuot Shebedat, also the Gvuot Shebedat, you also find five over there, Em Chamisha, Shuhu Mukhachu Shekeli Yisod Ima Kivan Shuhu Malbish B'tocham Et Aseret Chasadim V'Gvurot V'day Shebelevush Haze Atzmo Nikha Yisod Shel Ima Ayiyu Bo B'chinat Eser B'chinot. So what is he referring to? This is, by the way, a very, very crucial and important point that we find, I wouldn't say on every single page of Etz Chaim, but okay, a little bit of a guzma over there, but nevertheless, it is crucially important because this comes over and over and over again. So let's just explain this. Now, he's sort of digressing from the story of Yitzitz Mitzrayim, but Letzorach Aliyah. And as follows, what we know, and the lesson goes, says this many times, and I probably mentioned this in different shiurim that we've given, that the chug, which are chasadim and gvurol, these are two powerful forces. We saw them already in Shai Igul of Yosha, in the first pokim of Etz Chaim, that these are the two main forces that a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates all things with. The lotion of the Arizal is this is the Mayim HaMegadlim Et HaIlan. This is the water which grows the tree. Very, very powerful forces called Chasadim and Gvurot. Now, to be more specific, there are five Chasadim and there are five Gvurot. Now, where are they found and where do they come from? Well, let's start with the latter. They come from Chochma and Bina. Chochma is the pshat, is the tzad rachamim, is the tzad zachar, and bina is the tzad din, and tzad nukva. Now they give a synopsis into what's called the sphere of dat. In that we'll find these two. The two tamtzim of Chokhmah Bina. What is Chokhmah giving over to that? It's giving over Chamisha Chasadim. That's the tamtzis of Chokhmah. And the tamtzis of Bina is giving over to that is the five Gvurot. Again, these are Kochot, Omegadlim, all things. Now, what we want again to achieve is to build up Zah. As we spoke about, the Zah, due to the Mitzrim, was made incapacitated kivyochol, and it comes about to remove the mochim, which is inside of Zah, and return Zah into the stage of katnut. That we'll see that he repeats that, and therefore our job during Pesach is to rectify the parts of Zah. In order to do that, what we have to do, we have to re-inject what's called the chasadim gvor, to re-empower Zah with kochot. Now, how is that done exactly? How is that delivered into Zah? The way it's delivered into Zah is by a vehicle called the Levushim of Ima. Levushim of Ima. The clothing of Ima. Now, specifically, that means the Yesod of Ima, the Sfirta Yesod of Ima, will carry forth the seed. What I mean by the seed, that is these chasadim and gvurot, she'll take that seed, which we receive from Abba, and enclose them in her yesod, and deliver that into Zah. And that's going to enable Zah to grow once again to its previous glory, to its full-blown Surah of Esesfirot. I hope that was clear. Now, these five chasadim, five gvurot, are going to be placed in the five subcategories in the Yesod Ima, which are called the Levushim of Ima. So again, so we're going to have something which is called the Levushim of Ima, and inside of that, you're going to have what's called Mochim, which is another word for these five chasadim, five gvurot. Okay, so let's continue. Now we're going to see how do they the levushim of ima, how do they look like? I'm not talking physically, but I'm talking in a spiritual sense, as a spiritual as we can get in this world, being clothed in this material world. We're going to see it as written as Ekes, Aleph, K-U-K, very holy name of Hashem. Those represent the Levushim of Ima, which are carrying again the Chasadim Gvuah, which is called the Chug of Zah. Now he continues. Lufi she'ima nikra eke kenoda, or bepra bezman yod za betocho biyesod imu. Now we know that ima is carrying in her originally za, which was her child, which was her imu. Now she was pregnant with za. Asher al shem ken nikra ima b'shem eke. כמו שכתוב בספר זוהר פרשת זכרות, אנה עתיד לאולדה ולהתעגליה. So it's right because the Zohar tells us that I will make, why is his name Eke? And we saw when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what is your name? What should I tell Klal Yisrael? Is your name? He says Eke. Hashem Eke. I will be. What's mean? I will be. I will be means I will megala myself. Further on means I will give birth to Zah and megala this great power of Ze'ampin, which will lead you forward. Lachen elu asar bichinot asher b'yesod ima yiyu esa shemot eke. So therefore, since her name is Eke, and therefore all the bichinot she gives over to Zah are also going to be a carbon copy of what she is, which is Eke. Right, like we know we're carrying with ourselves the DNA of our parents. So the same thing over here, Eke will deliver into Zah not only its physical body, but it's also spiritual body, which is a manifestation of these five Ekes, which again are the five Chasadim and the five Gvuot. So that's ten altogether. Hem naaseh miluvashim shel eser Chasadim v'Gvuot shel Dat. And these are going to be the five, the ten clothing, and ten clothing around the chasadim gvurot of the dat, because we know they originate from the dat, bizman hagalut. Aval ata shuv bizman ibo arishon ein meirim bedat zam rak asal vushim shel elu shehem asal shemot ek klum yisod imam. Now let's get a bit more technical here. The meaning that the Yesod Ima, which is carrying for that seed inside of it, is going to go lower itself and go into where? Into Zah. It's going to go into the Dat Zah. And as it's traveling into the Dat Zah, it'll deposit two things. It's Levushim into the Dat Zah, and also deposit the Mochim. That's the way it usually happens. But there's two main stages of growth in the Zah, which is Katnut, which is the premature stage, right? We see that by children. Katnut stage, and then they grow into a Gadlut stage. So he's referring, it says Arizal, in the Ebal stage, which is the Katnut stage, which is the first stage of the growth of Zah, he will only be receiving the Asal Levushim of Ima, not the Mochim, which is, I'll read that again. Avalata, Bizmani Ibarishon, Emir, and Bedad Zah, Rak Asal Levushim Elu, only the Levushim. But now what's inside the Levushim, which is the chug. Es shemot eke klunim yisod the ima. Okay, is that clear? So inside of the dat zah, you have the yisod of ima, which is inside nurturing the dat zah. Gam tzarich shteda ki leolam kol mashu lemala bebchinat achrayim b'riyadatam lemata nasim esham bechinat panim. You know, after that, the klal is anything which is achoraim lemala becomes panim shelemata. That makes sense to us, because when Ima looks at her own yisod, she goes, "Oh, that's achoraim, that's exterior to me." But when it's meluvish inside of Zah, imagine looks up and sees, "Wow, this tremendous yisod coming down, going inside of him and becoming part and parcel of his neshama." He says, "Wow, those are panim." Panim is a reference to a higher bechina. So in essence, what the Ariza is telling us is that the higher paltzuf's lower bechina is considered to be a higher bechina from the lower paltzuf. That, and that is the, always the rule. Let's continue. V'gam v'nimsa ki b'chinat ha'panim v'pinimut em shemot eke kisidran. So therefore, if we were to write this spiritual information on a piece of paper, we would depict it by writing the word eke in its usual fashion, which is aleph ke yud ke. Ke meaning hey. אבל בבחינת חיצוניים שם בבחינת אחראי מהם רבוע של אקה כזה. But if I were to write the אחראים, I would write אלף, then אלף K, אלף K יוד, אלף K יוד K, עולה מד, which comes out to the gematria of mud, which is 44, which is 44. Okay, so if I were to see Ima, I'd see, well let's put it to this. So if Ima looks down and sees your sword, she goes, she sees what? Aleph, Aleph K, Aleph K Yud, Aleph K Yud. She says, Achorayim. When Zah looks up, what does he say? He sees the Eke coming down in a normal fashion. That's the Panim. Aleph K Yud K. Nimsa, it comes out. Ki Ezer Shemot Eke. Comes out that what? When the answer from the Eke coming down should be Yesod the Aima Mitlabish Medan the Zah and Besod Achaim Shalayim Asher Itlabishu the Mezah Nasim Shal Bechinat Panim Ve'em Eser Panim Dam. So it comes out that the 10 Bechinot that we spoke about, remember 5 Chasadim, 5 Gvot which are coming down, but the Levushim of them, we're talking about the Levushim of them, so you have 10 Levushim and every levush is achorayim be'etzem, right? Turns out to be funny when we get it, but it's still achorayim, and the achorayim gematria is mad, right? Mad, if you reverse the letters, is dam. So then you're gonna have 5, 10 different types of dam. 5 on the chasadim side and 5 on the gvurot side. So we have 10 elements of dam which is coming down from ima into zah. Veluhem sod eser damim shebi ishan. This is the secret of the 10 bloods of a woman. Chamisha dam tahor v'chamisha dam tameh ki nizka b'tam v'masech nida v'masech zohar v'masech zohar b'riya mehemnya v'ashas matazriya. This is what the Gemara tells us, that a woman in the Mishnah, she has 10 different types of blood, which are 5 with tahor and 5 with tamir. That's why a person goes, a wife goes to a chacham, to a tamir chacham, which knows how to differentiate between different shades of blood, and he will be able to tell her, this is a brown, this is a gold, this is a on the whitish side, and this is a pink, and this, and he'll be able to tell exactly, depending on this different minhagim in Klal Yisrael, different poskim, on the shadism, what is brown, is a brown, is more of a tawadika, or more of a tamadika, color, but anyways, a kopanim, anyways, the fact is that when we have this mitzvah by us, that women come, b'shas b'dika, they come to tell, to find out whether the stain that they see is whether it is a dam tor, dam tame. Let's continue. Now we're talking about Inyan, who, ki elu achamisha chasadim achamisha gvurot shvedad zah, hine achamisha chasadim im achamisha levushim shalayim yurid v'yesod zah. והחמישה גבורות עם החמישה לבושים שלהם יודעים יסוד נוגבה. That's as follows. As we said, that the tachlis over here is for Ima to nurture Zah, and there's also another part of underneath that which is called Nukva. Ima, how is she going to nurture the little part? By carrying in her yesod, her Sfirat Yesod of 5 Chasadim, 5 Gvurot. She's going to give them into the Dat, deposit them into the Dat Dizah, and then they're going to filter themselves all the way down to the Yesod Dizah. Zah will now retrieve and take for himself the 5 Chasadim, and the 5 Gvurot are going to be passed over to Nukva. Because Nukva, as we said, is Dinim. And Zah is Chasadim. And that's why it makes sense that he should take the Chasadim and he passed over the Gvurot to her. Now again, I just want to say that this is not only Nogea Pesach, this is Nogea for the entire year. This is part and parcel of what we call the system of Shefa passing down from one Patsuf to the other Patsuf. This is Nogea to whether you're having a cup of coffee during the week or davening Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, which I keep on referring to. Again, the system doesn't change. It's just here we're putting it in reference of Pesach, but you have to know it's Nogea to the whole entire year. And we're continuing. Excuse me. נותן זעם מן יסוד שבו אלי יסוד דנו גם את חמיש חסדים עם החמיש הלבושי ונמצאו בסוד נוגבה כל עשה לבושים שאין עשה הפעם עם דם כי נזכר לאב אך גר מן החסדים ומן הגבורות עצמם נותן מהם Avlad bebeden anekeva. Now, what's going to happen after Zaz transfers over the gvot into Nugva? He now transfers the chasadim into Nugva as well, and the levushim. Remember, there's two things. There are actually four things altogether. Five chasadim are in the five levushim. Appropriate five levushim. Then you have five gvot, and also the appropriate five levushim. All these were eventually given into Nukva. The Levushim are what we call the Dam, that's the impurity which flows outwards from the Isha. This is not what's not needed for the creation of the Vlad, of the new birth of the child, but rather the Chasadim and the Gvot themselves, the Shefa which is inside the Levushim, that's what's going to create the Vlad. אבל עשרה לבושים שהם עשר דמים הנה מתבררים בביטנה. But those levushim, what's going to happen to them? Why is it different? Because they're what's called a biur process, a selective process, which removes all the good from the bad, and whatever is bad flows out from the isha. And that's the flow, menstrual flow that we see the women by, because that's the, after the biur process, that is the that is what's happening in the spiritual world. Let's continue. V'chatzim em chamish adamim. חמיש הלבושים חסד נקרא דם טהור כי באר היות אחוריים נקרא דם דם לסיבה נזכר ובכן סיותם לבוש חסדים נקרא טהור. So we have five חסדים and five גבורות. We're talking about the לבושים. So the five חסדים are called the דם טהור and the five גבורות are called the דם טמא. אמנם לפעמים מתבררים לגמרי מהפכים לחלב לענייני כי בהם את הוולד נולד כנעודה ואז הוא בחינת ברורים זיכוחם אשר יש בהם קצת פסולת ונעשה דם טהור. רבי מאיר says in the Gemara Nida that דם נעקר ונעשה חלב, a famous line in the Gemara Nida. And that's exactly what's happening over here. That not always that the dam is going to go and flow out. Sometimes it's used and purified to the level that it becomes chalav, milk, and then actually nurtures the vlad. אמנם חמישים לבושים גבורות הם מתבררים סולד להיות מהם אחרי מתבררים ונעשה קליפה גמורה נקראים דם טעמי. That what we spoke about is only חסדים. The five gvurot are completely not mevuraradik. They are not able to do any selective process and they always come down as דם טעמי. ונמצא כי הם עצמם לבושים, they are themselves לבושים, בן של חסדים בן של הגבורות. הם מתבררים בעצמותם וקדושה אבל הנשאר מהם בכל פסולת אחרי הבירורים מתבררם. So again, there's a selective process even in the dam, that means even with the levushim arm, and therefore part of the levushim will be kept in order to nurture the child, the other will flow down. נחלק נשי חלקים כי פסולת לבוש החסד נעשה דם טהור שוב בחינת הדין קשה וקדוש לפעמים נעשה חלב כנזכר. So when we come to the five chasadim, I mean the levushim, part of it is going to make chalav, part is going to go down and become dam tahor. When we talk about the five gvurot, the levushim, which we're speaking about specifically, those are solid levushi gvurot, and kali gmura dam tam. This is kali gmura, this is chitzoni, this is tuma. At the highest levels, and therefore that is the issue of touching a woman which is nida, because of this great tumah. And in the olden days, we find this by the times of Rivka, that when Laban was chasing after Yaakov, she became a nida at the time, and she was sitting on the trophim of Laban. Laban was looking for his avodah zarah, and she was sitting on him. She's sitting at the tent. She's sitting in her tent, and the men which came to search on every single tent could not go into her tent because they felt this level of tuma, and therefore was not able to go into the tent. So you see that there was there are generations that were able to actually feel this tremendous negativity of tuma dam, dam tame, which is flowing from the Isha, and therefore that's Mitzir. Nowadays we don't actually feel these things, but we then the Hanhogas and the Dinim we still keep. Let's continue. Nisba'er Inyan Ze Yoter Bibo. Let's go a little bit more into depth into this Inyan. Kinoda Shabaya Dema the Alafim Hi Biza Vavaya Zu Ye Shalosh Alafim Vikolichame More Ale Al Shem Eke Biotam Bisod Ribua Vahraim Sheoleg Matreda. Now we know that Za is the recipient of all these chasadim and these gvurot. Now, in spiritual terms, I mean, in the physical terms, I should say, how do we spell the name of Zah? Zah is represented in this world by the Shema Shema of Ma, means Yudim. Havayid Yudim. Havayid Alafim. So you spell Yud Vav Dalit, K Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav, K Aleph. That is the representation, the Atzmiut of Zah. When we refer to a name, doesn't only refer to a name per se, but a reference to something, but rather it is the essence of the thing itself. So when we refer to the name of Zah is actually Ma, we don't refer actually as a name, just a connotation, but rather the atzmiut of the parts of is Ma. Now in Ma, as we spelled out, there are three Alephs, as you refer, right? It's Ke Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, and the K Aleph. And he explains, Kol echad me'em more al shem eke, those Alephs represent three ekes. They're the first letters of the word eke. So you have three ekes there. Yotam, Yisod, Rebu'a, Achorayim, Sholev, Yotam. Those are the Achorayim which go into Zah from Ima, which all have a gematria of Dam. So you have three Damim in Zah. Kiniska v'ru b'chinat ima ilayim esfash v'toch za v'hi nikra eke kenoda liyot ki mina dinam mit'arim ba mina midam ba acheni na'asim v'chinat da, because the rule is, the Zohar tells us that the dinim are sourced from Bina, believe it or not. She is the source of all dinim, and therefore she makes that this ima, which Bina, is going inside of Zah. Remember, it's giving the DNA of Zah from the Yesod of Ima into the Dat, and finally into the Yesod of Zah. She's penetrating into Zah and giving him three levels of Dam, the three Ekis, and that's represented by the three Alephs in his name. V'zeh said this pashtut v'hitchalukut shem Eke shem Havaya Dema Alafim b'Zah. Ki od yud vav dalet hu b'rosho b'chabad b'za. So the first aleph that we find, which represents again the eke, which is representing the achorayim of ima, is going to be found in the head of za. Vaher rishona b'garon v'za. That's going to be referring to the. I made a mistake here. What's in the head of za is the yud vav dalet. That's the yud. The yud is represented. We stand za up, and we count downwards. Yud k vav k. That's how we're going to section out za. So za's head's connected the yud. The hey rishuna is begoron. Is going to be found in the throat of za. Asher sham itlabesh yisod ima, because yisod ima is going to go down all the way down to the garon. Remember, it's the middle calf. Her yisod is also middle calf, so that fits very nicely. Asher b'torah mor dad klula mechamish chasadim v'chamish gvuot. And in the yisod is za. In ima. which is going to the dad dizah, but first it penetrates, sorry, first into the dad, and then to the garon, carrying with it the five chasadim and five gvod. ובחינת יסוד זה דאימה אשר בגרון דזה הוא בחינת א' של מילוי הראשון. Remember we spoke about the three ekes, sorry, the three aleph inside the ekes. So the first aleph of the ek is going to be found in the garon dzah, which is reference to the first aleph, the first hay. כי hay עצמה היא בגרון, the hay represents the garon, the aleph should be מילוי הוא יסוד דאימה שבתוך הגרון, ולכן זו aleph הוא היא שם אקה ברבוע עולה dam, and that's why the first one is dam, because it's a reference to the ima, as we explained. With the ima, the eke biribua, it's gematria dam. Vezeh nikra dam chiyut amechayet zam besod hadat shebetocho asher bo ktiv ubedat chadarim yimalu. With the dat, chadarim is a ched, is a tight, it's a small place, which is reference to the garon. Yimalu is filled. That means with that, which is carried inside, which is inside, so we have the chasad yisod of ima, and inside the yisod of ima, chasadim gvod in that, going to the dat. So the whole entire dat is filled up with the shefa from ima, which inevitably is what we're speaking about here, is the eke biribua, which is that dam. Okay, let's continue with no dam. Ki adam shebegaron, this blood which is in the garon, nikra dam chiyud veze pashut. Now this is very important to understand. This is, he's going on and on about the garon, about the throat, because we'll see later on that Paro and the Mitzrim actually had an achiza, a grasp onto the throat, as to say, strangling Zah and ripping it and seeping out the shefa which was there, which they wanted that blood, the sort of vampires, spiritual vampires that were sucking up the spiritual powers of our archetypes, which is Zampin, which is a tremendous chiddush over here. To say that power had the ability to transcend different dimensions and go into the spiritual realm and able to not only stand there but also to siphon out tremendous spiritual forces is a tremendous feat. Okay, so we'll stop it there for now, and Hashem, next time we'll continue.